Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So you're going to play in front of 20,000 people tonight, and some girl named Taylor opens up for you.
Yeah. It's amazing to have such a big, massive act as my support.
Well, welcome to town. Your second Thank time you. Here, you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Great to have you back. I got to ask you about your past. You have so many things you could do. You played football. You have a law degree. You chose music. Talk about the decision.
So I was really into Australian rules football, which is our, I guess it's our NFL. It's different to NFL, but it's the same kind of idea. It's a sport that really exists within Australia. It's a full contact football sport, and I played that for a few years, and I kind of had this vague dream of maybe becoming a professional. But I still didn't have that. I didn't have that thing in me that was like that extra little bit that was going to make me go all the way. So I played in a league that was kind of semi-professional, and I paid for my uniform. So it wasn't like I wasn't like a pro. I was like, oh wait, you get your payment at the end of the month, and it'd be like, this is how much you get paid, and it would say like, you know, $3,000, and you'd be like, oh my god, I'm like, how good is this? I'm killing it. And then it would just like deductions, uniform deductions, food on Friday night training deductions. And I was like, it's like payment $120.
For risking your life too.
For risking my life.
That's a pretty rugged football league, isn't it?
It is pretty rugged. And I guess you have to be willing to, some of the better players are super courageous and they'll put their body on the line time and time again. And some days I would do that, and some days I wouldn't see the point in doing that. So I guess I was better suited to, yeah, not football. So I kind of, that was an easy decision. And then my law degree, I did, my brother did a law degree, and I did it, I guess, because I had the marks to do it, the grades. But I did a few weeks at a law firm, and I wasn't suited to it. I was good at getting coffees and getting juices, and like being friends with everyone. I was like the friend that would come and talk to you at your desk, but no one really knew what they did. Like, I'm really good at doing that. I had that. That was like me in offices generally. I was like, hey, what's up? And they're like, I don't know what you do, but yeah, it's okay. You can come and talk to me, but I just don't even know what you do.
So what was the tipping point that took you from that, you know, football and law, and then you said, I'm done. I'm doing music now.
Yeah, I wrote a song called Winds of Change in 2009, and that's the first song on my album. And that song, I guess, was better than any other song I'd written up to that point. I'd been in a band with a few friends, and I'd written songs on my guitar and on piano, but that song, I was like, whoa, this is amazing. I got an amazing feeling. And I played it to people over the next year, and I guess it started this addiction and this interest in songwriting. And I kept writing and writing and writing. And about 2 years later, I guess I finished my degree, and I had time on my hands, and I thought, before I go and do anything else, I'm just going to see what happens with music. I'll start trying to play gigs and get some good recordings of my songs. And then from then on, I just kept doing it.
It's taken off.
Yeah.
And this album's been out now for a couple of years. What's the next step, assuming you're going to go back and work on the next album?
Yeah, some days I think that I've written some amazing songs, and then some days I'm like, I haven't written any good songs. But I'm going to do a bit more touring at the start of next year. I'm coming back to America in January for a few more months. And then after that, I reckon I'll have a few months to, maybe write a few more. Maybe I'll have a whole set ready to go and record it then.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming
today.
My pleasure. Let's hear a couple more from Vance Joy.
Okay.